Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, in the next segment, we'll be giving away that pair of sweet tickets for the Cowboys-Packers game. But right now, something that's a different kind of sweet. It's the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Kevin, I really appreciate you saying my name. You mentioned the sweet tickets. Mm. So last week we had a pretty significant giveaway.
We did.
What do you remember what the giveaway was? Because I thought it was awesome.
It was the ultimate NFL Dallas Cowboys fan hang.
All right. So that was really cool. You're going to get to watch the game and the big game. And I'm excited for the people to get to watch the big game. But the cheerleaders are going to be there, right? Mm. Whataburger's providing food. Mm. This was last week again. But there was also going to be a former player there. Mm. Do we know the name now?
I know the name.
Can't remember if I was told.
I was just pausing.
I think we can say it, right?
I'm not sure if we are allowed to say it or not.
You know what? I started making jokes to the boss, and I don't remember if he said we could say it or not.
So. I feel like you're daring me to say it.
Oh, man. You actually, I don't want to get lost in the woods, son. So I'm just going to chill out on this for right now. But it is time for some other information. Other information, because MLB has decided to do something very fancy. And that is allowing ABS into a review system into Major League Baseball. Now, this has been under scrutiny, discussion, all the things for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Does it feel about 3 years this has really become a discussion?
I think that's right. And they've started to obviously phase it in more and more in the minor leagues. And then we saw it at play in spring training.
Yeah. How do you feel about this specifically?
I love it. And this is one of the things I was really glad that we got the opportunity to see how this would play out in spring training, because it is shockingly quick. Mm-hmm. Like, I really thought
less than 11 seconds.
Yes,
it felt like.
I really thought it was going to be like an NBA or NFL replay drag when you know in the first 30 seconds what the answer is, but they're like, no, we got to give an extra commercial break. Then we got to do all this and that. And you're like, okay, well, we all saw what it was. The ABS works remarkably quickly, so I like it.
Teams will get two challenges per game. Do you feel like they're going to run out of challenges too soon? Because
yes.
A player is going to be like, challenge! And they're going to be like, hey, we didn't want a challenge. And the umpire's going to be like, he said challenge.
See, and
we have to do it.
And now that means every player in Major League Baseball is going to have to sit through some kind of meeting that's like, hey, I know you want to use your challenges, but there are challenges, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, don't get greedy. And then there's going to be a stat out there that's going to be like, oh, did you know that Wyatt Langford has used 31% of the Rangers' challenges? And, like, those numbers are going to be out there, and that could be fascinating.
And of those 31%,
yes,
he's only been successful 17 times?
I mean, those numbers are going to be out there.
Yeah.
I think this is a good idea.
I we are not that far away from automated balls and strikes.
It does feel like that.
Like completely, and an umpire just being there kind of. I love the idea that maybe it's in the umpire's ear and you never really know what exactly it's going to be. Like maybe the umpire still has his judgment, but maybe there's some sort of, you know, process in it where you don't know if it's the umpire or the robot.
Look,
because you can't yell at the robot, but you could definitely yell at the umpire.
I mean, but is the robot gonna throw you out if you like tell them to F off?
Dude, you don't know what robots can do.
Okay, but like
that's the one.
Maybe
thing.
They have a different like language system. Like if you called them a clunker or something, would they be like, "That's it, you're out of here"? Because that's like a really offensive term
so.
To them.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I kind of wish I hadn't said it.
Maybe
now.
Maybe they get programmed with like four words that can't be said to them.
Oh,
but that's the thing is, Kevin. What if the robot just decides it's going to take matters into its own robot hands?
Then
and now
you're
it chokes
in a lot
you out
trouble.
On the field. Who's going to stop the robot?
I mean, I feel
like
the
power switch.
I feel like Major League Baseball would put an end to this program if that happened even one time.
Robot umpire, yeah. Just like, I'll show you, and just start. Ah!
But like, if you said to a regular umpire, you're a hunk of junk, I don't think that'd get you in a lot of trouble. But if you said it to the robot, problems.
From the 214, Corey, you hurt my feelings. You might find a more credible source, but not a better source. They were the source whenever it came to Mike Gundy's firing earlier today. They were the first one. And then that made me go find a more credible one. Mm. However, they are the best source. And I appreciate that from them.
And the most incredible.
Look at you. Look at you.
You're welcome.
We're going to go to the level of concern. And what is your level of concern when it comes to a wide receiver running the ball out of the backfield? Jerry Jones was asked this morning, let's go cut three on this one, is there any regret on having CD run like he did before he got hurt?
There's no regret, no. That goes with it. That's been an effective play for us over the last few years, one that we will take advantage of when he gets back. But those injuries, that injury during the course of that ball game was he was exposed at the right time. We needed him and everything he could bring at that time in that ball game.
So I actually frequently, even when I'm in the interview, I don't agree with Jerry Jones. I actually do agree with that. I had a conversation with somebody on the fan text yesterday and they said, when was CD ever effective running the ball? And I was like, well, his career average is like 7 yards a carry.
That's so effective.
That's pretty effective. It would be different to me if this was the first time they trotted it out, but you've seen this for years and years. It always felt like just another way to get him ball and maybe get him the ball early in the game.
And
so,
create some, because yeah. One of the things in college that he was very good at was he was a really good kick returner. And he was, whenever you ran bubble screens, him in space was fantastic. And he could kind of wiggle his way through a lot of tackles. That was kind of something he was really good at in college. And it hasn't quite turned out that way in the
right.
NFL because they don't run the same plays. It's a different, you know, formula. But he still is good at picking up extra yards after contact. So that was one of the reasons they said, let's just find ways to get him the ball in his hands. You're right about that. And when Jerry says that just comes with it, that's part of the NFL. Injuries happen in the NFL. They're going to happen whether he's doing this or whether he's doing that. You can't say we're going to coach scared. And that's one thing that I hope they never do. And I'll run him out there and say, let's run the ball again. And I think CeeDee Lamb would happily say, put that ball in my hands.
I definitely agree with that part.
Kevin.
So my level of concern for that is low. Like it really is. I understand what happened, but I'm not going to change my opinion because of the result we saw and be like, I was always against it. I wasn't. I didn't have a problem with this before.
Kevin, I just saw this. The Giants have signed Younghoe Koo to their practice squad.
Oh,
so
good luck with that.
Graham Gano was kicking in pain on Sunday night, dealing with a hip injury.
Okay.
And so they said, we have to have some form of potential backup just in case something goes down. Good luck to him and them. We discussed this yesterday, and we asked Steven a little bit about it. What's your level of concern of having four different defensive coordinators in the last 6 years? And this was Jerry this morning having that discussion.
Well, when you look at, you can easily point to that and say you've had some differences in your defense for three straight years. On the other hand, I haven't added it up, but there's a whole bunch of those defensive players that weren't there last year and the year before. So they're under this new defense, certainly because they've just gotten here, either straight from college or in most cases from other teams. And I get it when you make those changes conceptually in the defense. I get it when you say new coaches have to learn the players and develop the players as to they see what they're trying to execute, the coaches.
That, Kevin, basically he's saying it's combination.
Yeah.
This coach has to be able to teach this quickly. These players have to be able to learn this quickly. And he's saying this is part of the NFL. You're going to get new coaches and you're going to get new players, and everybody has to be prepared to do this. Your level of concern for that?
I think it's low to moderate, because they didn't all leave like the exact same way. Like, if you just done the exact same thing every single year, then I'd have been like, what the hell are we even doing? But like, at least one of them left because he was desirable on the open market and was able to pick up another job. So yeah, I'm low to moderate. I have significantly more concerns along the way.
What is your level of concern with the ability to apply pressure? Let's go to cut 7 here.
As high as conceivably possible,
Jerry.
Why
haven't you guys been able to apply pressure while rushing the quarterback?
Well, we had a perfect storm. We had the play on the front didn't match what we were doing in the back. A zone defense,
yes, it did,
is a safe defense. It allows, should allow, played right. It should allow shorter games, but not big plays. And, of course, if you do a zone defense and you limit your rush by numbers, then that's the perfect storm against you. You've got to be able to stop the explosive plays. And when you don't have it, then you have to make adjustment. And
that is, he's basically saying their zone isn't being played correctly.
That's true.
And that's being affected by the lack of pass rush and also affecting the pass rush.
Okay, but it's not being played correctly. First of all, two things. I disagree with the idea that all of these problems stem from not getting a pass rush. There have been multiple plays where you got decent pressure, maybe not this last week, but previous plays where you got decent pressure and your people were just crossed up.
Yep.
Like, they legitimately didn't know who to peel off on or where their coverage started and ended, especially in center field.
And Sean Merriman said there was no communication before the snap.
And then the other thing is, yes, that is the idea of the zone defense, but you go into that knowing that you'll be able to get pressure. And I think that level of concern is off the charts, because whether it is Sam Williams, did you still know Dante Fowler came back to this team? For all I know, he's still on the Commanders. And the slow start of Donovan Ezeraku, you have gotten Jack S from your pass rush, especially in the last two games. And I still question some of those statistics from the first game. So I could not conceivably be higher on my level of concern for their pass rush.
And Kevin, this is, I feel like we've always wanted some unique, different answers out of this question. Why were you fine with signing Dak and CD instead of getting a trade package back like you got from Micah?
Well, because at some point you look at where you're trying to go as a team and look with how you can afford to get there, which has to do with the cap. We decided 2 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ago that we wanted to go forward with Dak. Now, that was quite a challenge because the combination of what we'd been paying him plus what we ended up paying him takes up, if you will, your currency. That's just what it is.
All right, let's stop that right there. Ultimately, Kevin, in that answer, he just started there saying, we signed him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with this right now. It does.
Absolutely, it does.
It certainly does. But it is that we made the decision that we've put this much of our cap into him and CeeDee Lamb, and we weren't willing to do it for Micah Parsons. Now, he never said whether or not he thought Micah was a better or worse player than those two. And I think a lot of people have wanted that answer of, you don't think that Micah's on the same level as those two guys.
Right.
And I don't think you're ever going to get an answer like that out of him. But I do think that ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, if they don't get a championship in a Dak era, they're going to look back at that contract and say, we do regret that one. We do.
You know, he kind of hit the answer that I've been wanting to hear when he said the combination of what they had been paying him and what they're paying him now. Because I know everyone talks about 4 years, $240 million, as obviously all of these replays brought to you by Window Nation. Love helping them helping us out with this. But consider this. All right, it's really simple. Dak gets paid $60 million a year, all right? But remember, and Steven even conceded this point to us, it was the fact that they still had so much money left on the last deal that they hadn't paid off, that they've rolled over into this deal. For his 4 years, here are his cap hits: $50.5 million, $74 million, $68 million, and $78 million. If you're like, hold on, that's a hell of a lot more money than $60 million per year. Guess what? You're right. Also, when his contract's up, you still owe him another $9 million off of the cap. Not owe him. You still owe, yeah, off of the cap.
We feel like the cap is our money. All the other money's Jerry's.
Yes. All right. And so essentially, you're talking about $40 million that you had to fold into this contract. And if they would have been doing business a little bit differently and they wouldn't have had to fold any of that money in there, $40 million. I wonder who would have cost about $40 million, give or take. Oh, yeah, Micah Parsons. And so I realize that's for per year versus over the life of the Dak contract. But he operates, and we've talked about this before, Jerry Jones still operates as if it is 1991 and most people cannot access or understand the salary cap.
Look, just because I can't doesn't mean that Kevin can't, all right? And Kevin is the one that I decided can, and I can't. I real quick wanted to go back and do something we didn't do at the beginning of the segment, Kevin, and that is remind people that this was the level of concern.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
You know what? I think those sound effects went in the level of my concern. Like, I think it was like...
Everything kind of started off easy.
But then the nuclear explosion or whatever it was at the end. Yes, that is my level of concern for the pass rush. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do our Cowboys sweet ticket giveaway. And also, we're going to navigate the NFC East with history for the Eagles and the wild world of the now benched Russell Wilson. Next on The Fan.
Out of the gun. Hurts has got it. Touchdown, Philadelphia. They attack downfield. Voila. 33-yard touchdown for the tight end.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. In this segment, we will give away a pair of tickets in a suite for Cowboys Packers Sunday night. That will happen in this segment. In the meantime.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. Hey, Kevin, have we decided which caller it will be?
Yes, it is going to be caller number 7.
Caller number 7 today.
Caller number 7. So be that many nanoseconds faster.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Maybe. If you've ever been caller number 7 before, me like, dadgummit, today is the day for
Man, that is a good point. Now, in the meantime, we are going to navigate the NFC East. Always choose your own adventure. Would you guys like to start with the Eagles, the Commanders, the Cowboys, or the Giants?
I think we stick with how we do things, Kevin. We go with the team that is currently leading the division. I believe that is Philadelphia.
It is. Now, according to the league, Eagles head of security, Dom DeSandro, was fined $75,000 this past week for texting from the bench area during the Jets preseason game.
This dude is always in trouble.
He is. The team filed an appeal, but it was denied. I wonder how important it was. Is it his kid asking, like RJ would say, to DoorDash something to wherever he was?
Hey, Dad.
And now he's like, you're never going to be able to DoorDash again. Was it some gal or fella? I don't know. He was trying to hook up with, and he's like, I paid $75,000 for
this. Do you think that football players ever look up into the stands and they're like, hey,
yes,
send a football up to her?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
1,000,000%.
So then Dom shouldn't get in trouble for that. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Also, he shouldn't be on the sideline.
See, but like, that's the difference. You just can't be on your phone because apparently that's way worse.
I guess so, yeah. Nobody. Yeah, you can use a headset to talk to people around there, but you can't use your phone.
Now, let's go from that to Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis made a lot of significant plays on Sunday. He stuffed Kyron Williams on a 4th-and-1. And with the game on the line, as you probably know, just 3 seconds left, he blocked a field goal. Him and Jalen Carter both had blocked field goals in the fourth quarter in their win over the Rams. Philadelphia is the first team since at least 1978 to block 2 field goals in the fourth quarter of the same game.
Wow.
Bananas.
That's when bat football began.
It was a little bit earlier than that, but you're getting closer. Right. Now, the Eagles.
One of these days, I'm going to get it right, and you're going to be like, Corey, guess what?
I think that's probably true.
All right.
The Eagles had a comeback from a 19-point deficit. That was their largest comeback win in 15 years.
Wow, that is impressive.
Absolutely, it is impressive.
I don't love it so much, though, because I wanted a loss on their ledger.
Agreed.
But we have to stick to, they're still one of the best teams in football because they unfortunately, won the Super Bowl and now they're undefeated.
That is correct. Now, here's one of the reasons. The Eagles played with significantly more urgency in the second half. They utilized no huddle on 54% of their plays in the final two quarters. They did it one time in the first half. So they went no huddle one time. One play in the first half. And then in the second half, more than 50% of their snaps.
So that's basically, that's a way to get your team, like you just said, sense of urgency.
True.
Or you could replace the goalie and see if they do that or not.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get fired after that. But
yeah, just maybe don't talk about it too much afterwards.
It is a tactic, and it seemed to work for them for sure.
So you know how Eberflus is like, you can scheme up pressure. I almost think it's not exactly the same because you can stack and bunch and different things like that. But this is almost a way to scheme offensive pressure, essentially, because you're like, hey, I'm not going to give you the opportunity to rotate. Maybe you're a little winded. And so this is another way to do that. It was very effective for the Eagles in the second half. All right. Do you want to go to the Cowboys next or the Commanders?
Kevin, I'm looking at the NFL standings as we speak. Currently, the Cowboys aren't doing so hot. So we're going to go with the Washington Commanders.
Well, you chose this.
His fifth punt this game. And Lane is going to go back inside the 10. Here comes a flag drop right away. And Jalen Lane gets past Cole the punter. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
And just think about that. I think that's Chris Fowler. Not Chris Fowler. Dang it. You'll help me out on fan text. He said that was the fifth punt of the game for the Raiders punters. And then think about that with the Colts. And they've punted one time in three games.
Yeah.
So Jalen Lane, he gets into the end zone for the first time in his career. It wasn't as a receiver. On special teams, that gave him the 27-10 lead, and they were able to cruise to victory. Let's take a look, though, at some of their other skill position players. I told you that Terry McLaurin with his quad could be an issue for this weekend, but he also had 74 yards receiving a couple days ago, past Hall of Famer Bobby Mitchell for fifth in Washington franchise history. Then you have Jeremy McNichols. He had a top speed of 20.03 miles per hour on his 60-yard touchdown run, and that was 57 yards over expected on the play.
Oh, wow.
So that play was like, you're expected to get 3 yards. He ran for 60. It was part of an overwhelming Washington rushing attack against the Raiders. 32 carries, 201 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. I think that was always going to be part of their plan, was to run the ball for sure. You know, with their quarterback situation, they felt comfortable with that. That was going to be part of it. Kevin, I went back and looked. Aside from Indianapolis, who has punted once.
Right.
Who has the lowest amount of punts this year? Did you already do this?
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Buffalo or Baltimore? They've scored a lot of points.
Miami and Carolina.
What?
Both have 7 punts this year. That doesn't seem right.
That does not feel right
at all. I wonder if it's because they turn the ball over a lot. But yeah, it just doesn't seem right that like the one of the best teams only punted once.
Yeah.
Two of the worst teams have punted almost as few times.
That is super confusing.
Back to you, Kevin.
All right.
Cowboys have punted like 8 times.
Okay. Let's go with the Cowboys. With his 53-yard field goal, Brandon Aubrey now has 28 career makes for field goals of 50-plus yards. Passing Dan Bailey for the most in franchise history.
Where is he going to land on the all-time Cowboys list? Ahead of Troy?
I mean, tomorrow we're going to trade him, so probably not.
Kevin, you would never trade Brandon Aubrey.
Well?
I almost guarantee. What time are we going to trade him?
That is a good question. Tomorrow we will have a discussion about what actual draft capital you could get for Brandon Aubrey.
Okay.
And
all
what
right.
You are willing to make that move for. Because while everyone's like, are you going to use those draft picks to pick up players? No. We need more draft capital. We're going to go the other way.
How do we get more picks?
Exactly. And don't tell me to trade all the crappy players.
Trade Dak.
Okay. Well, actually, that is a longer and complex conversation.
Cap.
I support that. And I think you could figure out
can
a way to make
that?
It work.
Can yeah. you just, can you be like, no, we don't want a player. We don't want picks. We just want salary cap space.
You have to match salary in the NFL? Now, it would be really complicated from the Cowboys' point of view, but you could probably figure it out.
Right.
I mean, hell, you've seen teams trade a player away and like give up draft compensation because they're like, hey, I really need to get this freaking player out of here and off my cap. Now, Javonte Williams, 76.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
6 yards on only 10 carries, 7.6 yards per carry, highest rushing average by a Cowboy with at least 10 carries since Tony Pollard had 9.36 yards per carry in a game a couple of years back. So good on you, Javonte Williams. Also,
we need, and that Mickey was talking about that this morning, like we really need a home run threat. They aren't a home run threat, but they have been getting some big yards.
Sure.
Unfortunately, both big yard plays have been coming with repercussions afterwards.
That is very true. Now, shout out to Jake Ferguson as well. 27 receptions this season, the most by any Cowboys player through the first three games of a season, and the 13 catches in a game were a career high for Ferguson, but also the most by a Cowboys tight end in 13 years. That was, of course, Jason Witten. Now on the downside. Caleb Williams had 65-yard touchdown pass he had to Luther Burden. That ball traveled 62.1 yards in the air. That was the longest completion air yard-wise in the NFL this season and the longest of Caleb Williams' career. And I know you're already sad, but let me throw out one more thing. Caleb Williams is the first player in the NFL this season with 225-plus passing yards and three or more passing touchdowns in any half.
It was a heck of a throw.
That was a heck of a throw.
Right,
the beginning of that play was ugly as all get out, but
that throw or the Jared Goff throw to St. Brown late in the game, man, last night, because that was a perfect throw.
I'm going to go with that throw just because I thought the technical skill to get that right where it needed to be. I mean, look, Caleb Williams.
In the moment, yeah, in the game,
yes,
too.
He could have underthrown that ball by 8 yards, and it would have been fine.
It's true.
All right, for the Giants, I'm just going to give you one piece of news, and we'll move on. Russell Wilson, we talked about it. He's been benched in favor of Jackson Dart. He had a 19.9 passer rating over the weekend.
Okay.
He completed 18 of 32 passes for 160 yards. No touchdowns, two interceptions. Of course, the week before, he threw for 450 yards and three touchdowns.
It really does say a lot about what the Cowboys are.
It really, man, it really, really does. And then,
which do you think if they had waited one more week to play the Cowboys after seeing how the Cowboys have been, they would have been like, no, we're starting Jackson Dart against the Cowboys.
Yes.
You know, if they had that, yes, one more opportunity to see what the Cowboys have been going through, they've been like, dude, he's going to look amazing in this game.
And I know a lot of people wonder if Brian Daboll is next. This is his first time in his career. He started out 0-3. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and
let's give something away!
877-881-1053.
No!
Caller number seven will win a pair of tickets in the suite Sunday night, Cowboys-Packers. So you're welcome for that, and courtesy of the Dallas Cowboys. So we should probably thank them for this awesome giveaway as well. Caller number seven, 877-881-1053. And coming up next, we'll chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing really well. There's a lot of different things happening in the world today, seeing as how this might be the last day for playoff-eligible baseball.
Because of the rapture?
Yes, either because of the rapture or because we have to keep playing games. What do you guys think about the approval of the automatic ball strike system for 2026? I know it looked like it was going in this direction for a while, but what do y'all think?
Now, this is going to be challenge system?
Correct.
Okay.
Like we saw in spring training.
Correct.
Each team has two challenges.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I was surprised last year in spring training how accurate the umpires were. We never saw a challenged overturn. So I think the challenge system will make them even more locked in and the best version of themselves. So, but I mean, with me, I just think a lot more stuff should be computerized in sport already. We were just talking about the tush push and the false starts. Like,
yeah.
How is a computer not watching the ball and the players and saying, oh, hey, buzz you, Mr. Official. I know the naked eye couldn't tell, but that guard left a quarter second early.
Man, I like that because the one I instantly think of is the tennis challenge system and how ruthlessly efficient that is. And the thing I was amazed in spring training is how well Major League Baseball was able to turn this around time-wise. And so I would actually be fine with them expanding out the challenge system, but I realize you probably don't want to like come out of the blocks and say you're gonna have 10 challenges
right every single play, every hitter in the box. We've got something going on. I'm with you. I think two is going to need to be expanded, but I do think the accountability now that was the best thing about it because now the umps don't want to be shown up, right? So it's like now, okay, you didn't win your challenge. I was right. Go stick it to yourself, man.
I know you're not going to eject an ump. But I would love it if, like, once a year, Evan Carter, if he walked up and he's like, good call, dip-ass. And Evan Carter, like, that's it. Get this guy out of here. Like, just one time. Do you think, when you were talking about the computerization of sports for all of y'all, do you think this will eventually lead to all of it?
Because what's going to happen is two's not going to be enough. You know, two's going to be bad, and, you know, an umpire is going to have a bad day, and halfway through the game, both challenges are going to be used, a big game in the ninth inning, and teams are going to say, well, there needs to be more challenges, and MLB is going to say back, well, what's the limit? I mean, we can't just have challenges every play, and then they're going to be like, oh, well, maybe the solution is to just trust the computer, you know? Because what this is going to allow us to do is have a lot of data points that the computer is just a lot better than the naked eye determining, you know, the height and the speed and everything. It's a lot. And I don't know how they do it. I'm blown away as accurate as they are.
I actually think that's fair.
Yeah, and I'm excited just for the random batter that's not a Ranger that really throws a hissy fit and gets fired up, and then they proofs in the pudding. That was a strike, bro. Sorry.
If you knew, like, you'd already gone too far and you were definitely going to get ejected or you'd already got ejected, are you going to be like, hey, I might as well go all out? Or are you going to be
you
like,
start denying, like, no, the computer's ball sacking. Yeah. I don't care what the computer says.
You got to lean into it.
Yeah, like, if you're
too far in now.
Yeah, exactly. I think about that sometimes when, like, you hit the minimum threshold that you know you're going to get fined. Like, I wonder how much they're familiar with the entirety of the fine system where you're like, all right, I'm going to go do these other things because I'm still going to get fined the same.
Yeah, it's like when there's offsetting penalties in the game. If you know your team has a flag and they have a flag, you might as well just go crazy on somebody.
Man, I never really thought about it like that. You're like, oh, those are going to offset.
I'm just going to level somebody. A guy. I think the technology will make for a much more peaceful environment because I do think a lot of the times the players lost it when they felt like the umpire was biased against them or maybe intentionally.
Yeah.
I think all-time heady plays in sports are going to be Nick Saban getting out of college football when he did with the changing of the landscape and Angel Hernandez getting out of baseball when he did with this changing of the landscape because he would have gotten blasted.
Now, somebody else got out of their sport today, but it was not by choice. I know he took Oklahoma State to really incredible heights, but we asked the question, will you always, until the end of time, think about Mike Gundy and think about I'm a man, I'm 40?
Oh, yes.
Unequivocally.
And I want to go after a kid who does everything right because he's fat. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I think yesterday was the anniversary of that particular press conference, too, of like however many years it's been.
Yes.
And then, boom, he gets the hammer.
And the editor who let it come out is garbage.
Man, can we get a dramatic Wolchuk redo of that press conference?
That'd be fun. Yes.
Because that actually sounds pretty
amazing. Never had a daughter come home crying. Somebody called her fat.
That's the musical theater in Wolchuk coming out again. That's putting in years and years.
Corey,
a thespian.
Fellow thespian, like I was as a kid. We were theater kids, man. A
couple of thespians cutting it up.
What do you think about the fact that his wife didn't support his dream?
Oh, yeah, this is interesting. I remember this is before we were married. I told my wife, I was like, I'm moving to L.A. I'm going to go be an actor. And she said, man, I don't know if you're going to make it.
She didn't think you had the chops?
Oh. I don't know. And she says she doesn't remember saying this. And that's where I think is.
I think he would have been great, Corey, but
she's a liar too.
I think she was trying to keep you home.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
Oh, that's love. Yeah. That's what that is.
Or love or manipulation.
A little bit of both.
It's a thin line.
It's right there. I think you would have crushed it, by the way.
Thank you.
Like, I'm thinking about like Les Mis type of.
Whoa, Les Mis type of stuff.
Oh, can you sing?
I think Corey would tear that up.
I could sing a little bit too. Yeah, I think I could do that.
I'm thinking like the big soldier. You know, in every platoon, there's like the big guy who runs out there and grabs you. And next to those little Hollywood twerps, you'd carry two of them.
Dude,
back.
Just throw them. You know, it's a good guys around. They're like all 5'7".
Hollywood would try and pigeonhole you into the Les Mis thing, and then you would bust out with some badass.
I am Medine.
So you mean like John Candy and Stripes, that kind of guy? Oh,
you will.
Is that what we kind of think about?
I got jokes too.
Who was the guy in Full Metal Jacket? Was it Animal Lover? What would they call that guy?
Oh yeah, I dang it, I know who you're talking about too.
I don't know if I want that role, Animal Lover.
You love animals though.
I guess I never thought about the name like that.
Man, there are so many things that you go back and you're like, that's not what they meant at all. Like, if you look at movies from the 40s and 50s, they're like, how are you? I'm so gay today. And they're like, that's not even close to what they meant. And I wonder what the year was where we're like, nope. That's not what it means.
Was it Sergeant Animal Mother?
Animal Mother, Adam Baldwin's character.
Yeah. Animal Mother?
The Animal Mother.
Animal Mother.
By the way,
crazy son of
Broadus was very quick to let Alec
carry the M6.
Oh, dang it!
Broadus was a victim to this many times.
When I
on
talked
our
about
show.
How gay used to mean happy, I made a very declarative statement. Now that I think back on it,
that's right.
And that's going to cost me.
Well, it was because you didn't have a nagging wife. That's why they called him gay. Those gay boys over there, they don't have
Oh my God.
They're not getting nagged right and left. Yeah. That's why that got there.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that Abraham Lincoln was really happy?
Abraham Lincoln. Heard
that. Oh my God, dude. What the hell are you doing?
I'm just talking sports, man, with my guys.
Good Lord.
So yeah, I never made it out to LA is basically how that went.
How gay you would have been out there, man.
Oh my gosh.
Holy crap.
I can't believe that your wife took that gayness from you.
Could have been a happy wife, happy life together.
That's right.
She could have gone.
She
said, stay here and figure out something.
I was
going
to ask you about Russell Wilson, but I don't really think any of that matters.
I don't think he's very gay right now.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Thanks for asking, Hagee. I think Jackson Dart's definitively gayer than
you know. If anybody missed Wilson, the very beginning of this conversation,
you know, this entire time I've been thinking of that Miss Rachel song. I'm so happy. I'm so gay today. Boop, bah, boop, 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 doop, bah.
It is a really good song.
It is.
I'm sorry. I forgot what you said.
That'll get stuck in your head.
What's on your show?
Trying to think if we knew the Rangers guest yet. Rangers player show 320 and Mark Schlereth 440.
All right. I look forward to that in a fascinating plethora of questions.
We'll ask them how gay they are, Hagee.
Oh, my dear God. This has been the end of the KNC Masterpiece. Thanks for listening.
Are you fat?
It was a good run.
13 years.
It was a good run.
We'll catch you on YouTube or whatever. Unless somehow by miracle we'll be back tomorrow, 10 to 2, right here on
Big
The Fan.
Feelings are okay.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.